Let's turn to Matthew 16, verses 1 through 12. Matthew 16, 1 through 12. Matthew 16, 1 through 12. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees came up and, testing him, asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it, except the sign of Jonah." And he left them and went away. And the disciples came to the other side and had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, "Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, "It is because we took no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for this morning. We just ask you to come and be with us and help us to pray and to hear from you. And we just want to come before you as your children and hear from you, Lord. So we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So in this passage, Jesus is, he's there, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees come and they want to test him. So they say, "Hey, can you show us a sign?" And so I just want to point out 3 things from this passage. Well, the first thing is this whole seeking after the sign thing. And this passage used to kind of confuse me because, Jesus says in verse 4, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it except the sign of Jonah." And to be honest, in our church, there is a few of us, that really kind of go after the signs and the wonders. We are always asking God to come and show us his glory and do miracles and do the things that only he can do. But then I thought, well, Jesus says, don't seek after a sign. So what does that mean? But as I was reading this, I kind of understood that it's different. What the Pharisees and the Sadducees are doing and what we're doing, asking God to come and move in his power and come and do a thing that only he can do, it's a different thing, because they're coming and their attitude is to really to test Jesus and to corner him. And basically, they're not coming with this expectation and with this faith saying, "God, I want you to, we believe that you can do a mighty thing." They're really just coming with this this attitude of testing him and not believing in him, and this attitude of disdain towards Jesus, right? And Jesus looks at the heart. So it's not the same thing, I think it's okay for us to really go after a miracle and really ask God to come and do something that only he can do in our lives, when guys like Sean Smith, our retreat speaker, come and he talks about prophetic evangelism, going out to the streets and healing somebody or moving in prophecy and telling them about Jesus, and our hearts get moved and we're like, "God, we want to see something like that happen in our own lives." I think that's totally okay, because we're moving out of faith, saying, "God, we know that you're a good God, and we know that you want to do these things in this world, and that you want people..." Bill Johnson, pastor from the States, he says, we owe the world an encounter with God, right? That it's our job to go out there and show them who God is by doing something that only he can do, and not just being nice, and not just being a gentle, kind person. That's good too, but to really show them the power of God, you know? And it's just, it's a different thing, you know, seeking after that kind of sign and what the Pharisees are doing here. So that's the first thing. I think, you know, Jesus looks at the heart. And we're not going after signs and wonders like, God, if you don't do this, you know, we're not going to believe you. You know, if, you know, we think that you're fake, so you better come and prove yourself. That's the kind of heart that the Pharisees are coming with. But that's not our heart, right? When we are praying and asking God to do something miraculous, you know, in our lives. And the second thing, the disciples, they're going to the other side, but they forgot to take bread. And Jesus says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they begin to discuss, right there. It's like, oh, crap, you know, it's because we didn't take bread that Jesus is talking about, this bread, this leaven. And Jesus says, you men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? And for a long time, I didn't understand either. You know, Jesus says, do you not understand, to the disciples? And I was like, yeah, I don't understand. What are you talking about, Jesus? And this is actually straight from Pastor Sam, but he brings a good teaching, right? He says, do you guys, if you remember, they took 7 loaves of bread and a few fish, and how many people did they feed? Do you guys remember? Just before this passage. 4,000, right? 4,000. 7 loaves of bread and a few fish, and 4,000 men get filled up. And then 5 loaves and 2 fish, and how many people get fed? 5,000, right? So, 7 bread, 7 loaves, 4,000, 5 loaves, 5,000. And the point is, well, the less bread he started with, the more people got filled up, right? So how many people do you think Jesus could feed with 1 loaf of bread, you know? So because 7 is 4,000, 5 loaves, 5,000, 1 loaf, how many people was he going to be able to fill? And Jesus is making the point that, hey, it's not, you know, it's not about the bread, you know? If 7 loaves, we fed 4,000, 5 loaves, we fed 5,000. I can do much more with however little that you have. And this is our application for it is, you know, we talked about sacrifice, we talked about giving to our house church and serving and stuff like that. But so often we make the excuse and say, oh, but I'm not good enough, you know? We make the excuse and say, I've only 2 loaves of bread. You know, what I can bring to the group, you know, my talent, my personality, whatever. We make this excuse and say, I'm not good enough, I'm not big enough, I'm not outgoing enough, I'm not spiritual enough, you know, I don't know enough about the Bible or enough about Jesus. But the less that we have, the more Jesus can do, and the more Jesus is going to be glorified when he takes the little that we bring and he multiplies it and he does something amazing, you know. And every single one of us that step up to lead, house church, leading, me, you know, becoming a pastor, and Kenny when he was preaching up here, all of us feel very inadequate. We're like, I don't think we can do this. I don't think we have what it takes. But we step out in obedience, right? And God takes what we bring to him, and he multiplies it, and he does something amazing, and he gets glorified because he takes the little that we bring, and he does it. And the last point that I wanted to make from this passage is, you know, this whole bit when Jesus is talking to the disciples and says, hey, watch out, beware of the leaven. But disciples have no clue what Jesus is saying, right? And it takes them a long time, and Jesus has to explain to them. And then in verse 12, they finally understood that he did not say, you know, that he wasn't talking about the bread, but that he was talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And just a question that I want to pose to us today, and myself included, you know, I think all of us, is what is God saying to you today? And I think each of us need to hear from God on our own, you know. And, you know, because Father God, he's a God that is speaking to us. I was just talking to my brother yesterday, and he had this huge revelation about the love of God and just like a fresh revelation, you know? And he was so passionate when he was sharing with me. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. Like, you know, because we only get that at like a retreat time or when we're fasting in the beginning of the year, like a revelation. But I think the truth of the matter is God is always speaking to us. God is always saying something to us and showing us new things and kind of, you know, whatever. It could be a challenge. It could be an encouragement. It could be a comforting word. It could be a reassurance, whatever. But he's speaking to us. But so often we just don't make the time. Right? And we're like the disciples. We have no clue what Jesus is saying. He's speaking to us, but we don't understand. And so we kind of go on with our lives, and there's no fresh bread, you know, no fresh revelation from God. And Jesus says, right, no, you know, man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's true, but we don't live like that. So often we think, oh, it's enough that we have physical bread and we have our physical job and we can make money and do all these things, but we don't put so much importance on hearing from God and downloading a word from heaven for us. So I want us to this morning take time to really hear from him this morning. Because it really, that's what it takes, right? It takes us coming before him, making ourselves available, opening up our heart, quietening down our hearts and saying, Lord, what are you saying? And would you speak to me? Would you reveal something from your heart to me? And he'll do that to us as we come before him. So Mon's going to come and lead us in a time of worship. If we could just open up our hearts this morning, you know, and ask God to speak to us. And really, let's get desperate, you know. Do we truly believe what Jesus says? That man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Or is that just a nice thing to kind of quote, you know? But you know, it's the truth, right? We need the word of God daily to feed us and to guide us and to challenge us and to reassure us and stuff like that. So let's just open up this time and allow the Lord to come and speak to us.
Like the year. Lord, unveil. Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love as you live in me. And Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, and living every day, hey, by the power of your love. And hold me close, let your love surround me and bring me near, draw me to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your
Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for ourselves first. Let's pray that for those of us, you know, that feel like we are not, we're inadequate, you know, to do what God has called us to do. Let's just pray that we would really get this revelation that God can do so much more with less, you know. And He will be glorified, and He is the one that will empower us to walk in obedience and to give of ourselves. So let's pray for that, for ourselves and for our church, and also just that our church would people, you know, our church members would be able to really hear from God daily, and make the Word of God, you know, something that we really depend on, that we're desperate for, to hear from God. So let's pray for ourselves and our church. Let's pray for, let's continue to pray for the earthquakes in New Zealand. And I guess the aftershocks are also quite bad. So if you can just pray for that land, for God's mercy and for protection for the people there. And also Chelsea, Chelsea's grandfather, he had a fall, and they were doing some testing up on him. So he is unconscious, but he got up by himself, and they took him to the hospital. And so they were checking for internal bleeding and stuff like that. And so she just wrote an email asking us to pray for him. So if you could pray for Chelsea's grandfather that everything will be okay, and that he'll be healthy, protected by God. And also, last night and this morning is Edda's mom's funeral. So we had a service yesterday, last night, and this morning they're gonna, I think, take her and cremate. Or bury, I'm not sure. But if you could just pray and cover Edda's family. And Edda just really wanted this time to be a time where she could witness to the non-Christian, you know, friends and stuff like that. So you just pray for Edda's family. So New Zealand, that request come from Jamie, right? Jamie, our New Zealand brother from church. And also Chelsea's grandfather and Edda's family in this time. Let's cover them. Also, Chelsea's grandfather is not a believer. She really wanted us to pray that he would receive Jesus. Missionaries that we support in China. Let's pray for the Chong family, Jane and John, and their three children, Daniel, Joseph, and Samuel. Let's just pray and ask God to cover them, especially Samuel. He is not walking with the Lord. He's maybe a senior in high school now. So if you can really cover them, cover Jane and John, and then my parents as well. They're missionaries there in China. Also, just the different orphanages that we visit, you know, the one in Fujian, the one in Henan, and also the one that Pastor Sam Kim is involved with in Chichihar. And then there's actually a YWAM team from our church. You know, some of the YWAMers that come to our church, they're taking a team to some parts in China and doing some ministry there for the next 3 months or so. So if you can cover them. And then also Pastor Sam and Pastor Salamat, as they're in Indonesia preaching and teaching. So let's pray for them and cover them. Lastly, let's pray for the house churches meeting today. It's Kowloon House Church, Causeway Bay House Church, McDaddy House Church, and then Tregunter House Church. They're meeting today. Let's pray for them, and also let's pray for our building search, that God would really grant us our prayer request. There's a few things happening that we cannot mention in public, but we're just kind of praying and really asking God to release that for us. If you can join us in prayer for that. So let's pray for our church. So we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. Help us to pray and just connect with you on our own and really hear from you. We want to hear from the Father, you know, and truly let that be true in our lives, God, that we cannot live on bread alone, but that we live on the word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And speak to us this morning and be with us throughout the rest of today. Pray for your protection, your provision, and just your favor and all that we do. And we want to glorify you and watch over us, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys.